You're listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. Here's your host, Keith Blakemore Noble.
Hey, hello, hello, welcome back. Great to have you for another episode. And I'm bringing a rather exciting guest on this time. My guest is a gentleman called David Baum. David is, he's a 65-year-old tutu-wearing man from Bushey in Hearts. Yes, you heard that right, a tutu-wearing man. We'll find out why later on. But David is married to Mel. He's the father of two sons. He's a grandfather, and he is known as the man in the tutu across the world. He's also seen as the Joe Wicks for the older generation. David is rightly proud of the Move for Wellness, which is something he's created and which is changing and improving people's lives. That's my guest this episode, David Baum. Let's bring him in. Hello, David. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Keith, and thank you very much for allowing me to entertain you and your amazing audience.
Well, thank you for joining us. Thank you. We'll get to the tutu in a moment. Before we do, we've heard the bio, but who is David? Who is the man behind the bio?
Oh, that's a tricky question. Many people have asked that question. Some are still looking for the answer. But as you said, I'm 65 years old. Live over in Hertfordshire. I'm married to Mel. We've been married. We'll be 40 years next month. We have two sons and a fabulous granddaughter. And I've been told I'm not one of life's Peter Pans. I'm just one of the life's positive people. And my philosophy in life is always just enjoy the day. Get out, enjoy the sunshine, enjoy the trees. Even if it's a bit cloudy, there's always something you can enjoy out of life. And I like making differences to people's life if possible. Sometimes making them laugh is even better.
Very true, very true. I love that philosophy as well. We mentioned it in the bio, so we might as well dive straight in. What's this about a tutu? What's going on with the tutu there?
Okay. Right. I was at a networking meeting. We're just setting this up, and someone said, "I'll give you 50 quid if you go for a run wearing your tutu." Yeah, for 50 quid, hey. As long as I can keep my clothes on, I'll do it. So no problem. I'd actually run in a tutu before for Race for Life. In those days when it wasn't generally accepted, men ran the Race for Life. I went as Davina, my son Oliver went as Olivia, and we both wore tutus and spread our hair, etc. And this little old lady says, "Excuse me, dearie," sounded very much like Mrs. Doubtfire. "There's a couple of you having hormone difficulties, I see." And I said to my best Danny Dyer, "What you mean, lady?" Anyway, so that I've done that before. So anyway, I've been out running, no one seemed to see me. Wore the tutu and cars were hooting and going, And it suddenly occurred to me that no one sees a runner. If you're going out, you just see a runner. You see an old man wearing a tutu. And a couple of the, so I just went out and started wearing the tutu. And people would ask me why, which is a perfect example of why you should do something like that, because it gives people a reason to ask. I can't go up to somebody on the train and go, "Hey, have you heard about the Move for Wellness?" But if I'm on the train and someone says to me, "Why are you ready to?" A quick tip for anyone out there, if you don't want to know the answer, don't ask the question, especially if you're an old man in a bandana and tutu. Anyway, I was doing the Great South Run a couple of years ago, and there was a few people wearing tutus, and I said to one girl, lovely girl, wearing a bright orange one, running, I think, some sort of eating disorder. Why was she wearing a tutu? A friend of mine pointed something out on Facebook. Some old guy was wearing a tutu to draw attention. I thought it was a great idea. So I'm wearing one. And I thought, I'm not going to tell her. My job is done.
Yeah.
It works. And I just did, you know, the London Marathon. There were a few tutu wearers. I went to a run last Saturday, 10K. And it was a coronation run. It was great. Got amazing medal for running in this on the day of the coronation. But there was a group of young people. One girl was celebrating her 22nd, 23rd birthday. There was a whole group of them. And they're all wearing tutus. And she said, again, we saw something on social media and we thought, what a great way. She's, it's fabulous. And people keep asking us why we're wearing tutus. Brilliant. Positive affirmation.
Mm.
And I keep saying to them, tutu power wins.
Yeah. And you're right. People don't notice the runner, but if there's something different,
yeah,
you get noticed. And it gives, as you say, it gives you that conversation starter.
Well, red beard. And it again, it was this people going, love the beard, love the, and it was just something that drew their eye out of 50 or 1,000 runners. For that moment, they saw me.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah, no, it's great to have that unique hook that helps you stand out. For sure. For sure. So, I mean, you run, you do marathons and other such crazy things. Have you always been a runner, or
no?
Is this something that came, how did you stumble into it?
Well, I used to ride bikes back, oh God, probably about 30 years ago. I was asked to take part in a bike ride, cycle for charity. I hadn't ridden a bike since leaving school. My cousin lent me a bike, and it was 30 miles, did some training, and found I enjoyed it. So I did a few more, and out doing around London and all sorts of weird and wonderful, London to Cambridge. But my joy and love of cycling ended on the fourth time I was knocked off the bike. I ended up with a couple of broken ribs and discovered that you can't swim if you've got broken ribs. And my wife and I were off to holiday, we get in the sea, and I suddenly realised I really couldn't swim. It was just too painful. Mm. And I stopped enjoying it. I went on the spin bike, no problem, still do that. And then somebody at the gym, and I was talking to a lady called Nina, said, why don't you run? I said, well, I can't run more than about a mile without my back hurting. She said, let me see how you run. And she very, within 30 seconds, she said, that's where you're going wrong. And she changed my gait. This is how you should do it for you. And I trust her because she's a physiotherapist. And she said, and this way, unfortunately, I won't need to see you too often, David. If you run like you carry on like that, I'll be seeing you next week. So I set off. Then we had the lockdown, and I suddenly realised I actually liked going out running. There was no idea of running marathons or anything like that, just running. And the more I did, the more I enjoyed. And I loved the feeling going out early, especially with no cars about, but hearing birds and this wonderful freedom. And I decided, oh, I'm going to do something very sensible. I would actually get to take part in an official 10K. Round Regent's Park. How hard can that be? I run more than that. Yeah, right. It's not that easy. Anyone tells you it's easy to run these things because it's all about understanding nutrition, hydration, etc. And so I did. I had a couple of other races and I realised I actually needed someone to actually help me train to run.
Right.
So that I could do half marathons. I could do 10-mile runs. I could do the marathon if I wanted to do it. So I remember a fabulous lady called Becky Burke, who I've known for about 20 years. She was like a member of the family. And she ran marathons. So I phoned up once. I said, Becky, do you fancy helping an old man learn to run a marathon? And she said, I'd love to, because she used to be my PT. And literally she took me back to basics, stripped down what my diet had to change, because, again, I didn't understand about nutrition. People who hit the wall, they talk about this wall. It's because they've not got the nutrition right. They haven't got their hydration right.
Oh,
right. So that's half the battle.
Uh-huh.
And then I was supposed to do it last year, but I ended up having cellulitis for 4 months. So that's impossible.
Yeah.
And so we literally took it. And the day of the marathon, her husband said to me, she was a nervous wreck. Because she knew you could do it, but she didn't know how you would feel at the end. And it was, I said, it was thanks to her that I got through it, because I didn't have the problems with hydration. I didn't have the problem hitting the wall. I had a problem with my back. Mm-hmm. And I'd learnt going to a boot camp that it's called Jeffing. You walk and you run. So if you watch a marathon, people, and you often see people walking, you think they're being lazy. They're not. Actually, you walk and you run. You walk and you run.
Oh, okay.
And at the end of the day, that's what I got.
Nice.
Yeah. And apparently, only 1% of the world's population ever runs a marathon. So I can actually say I'm one of 1%. Yeah. Sound a bit like the Borg.
Yeah. Nice. I mean, we can see on your banner behind you there, Move for Wellness, which I know is a big thing that you're involved in. What is it, first of all, what is Move for Wellness?
We'll go back again to lockdown. Previously, they had a different campaign called 365 Challenge, which was all about getting people exercising and raising awareness of PTSD. And it reached the end of its life anyway. And then we had the lockdown. And at that moment, the first lockdown, summer, it was beautiful, people were out, I was running. Some of the PTs were busy. There was Uncle Joe Wicks doing the PE for children and some of them. And it was great positivity. We then roll forward to the second lockdown, which is winter. And you'd hear my friends, the PT friends, were saying, people's not interested. It's very hard to get people to motivate to do an online class, even at the best of times. And a friend of mine, Sharon, who's over in Cardiff, said, I love what you do, David, but I can't do it. It's too much. Three exercises, etc. I said, okay. But she said, I like the idea of moving. What you do is make me want to move. Okay. So I said, she said, what you're reading is getting people moving for the world. I thought, yeah, that sounds about right. I said, Sharon, if I can come up with something, a daily exercise, that lasts no more than a couple of minutes, that you could do at home without any equipment, would you? She said, well, I'll give it a go. So we knew it could be a couple of minutes because that's the length of a film on Twitter, 2 minutes, 20 seconds. That's it.
Okay.
So we devised an idea 5 days a week. Every day would be a different exercise. And sometimes it would be with a piece of equipment, like a resistance band or a hand weight. But every exercise can be done with or without equipment. It can be done if you're able-bodied or not so able-bodied, because not everybody is. It can be done if you are fit or not fit. You know? And one of the things that's happened with Move for Wellness is it's become a global, not phenomenon, because we've not reached that million stage yet, but we've got over 100,000 people around the world following what we're doing, taking part. And I was looking at the demographics not long ago, and it are the average age is between 45 and 80. Nobody is shredded, six pack, there's more like one keg. Yeah. These are men and women who are not fit, who want to get fit. Mm-hmm. These are people who do not want to go to a gym because they're frightened of what a gym does. You know, they're still being haunted by their PE at school. Mm. And often they were the last people picked because they were the least fit. And I love it when I get feedback from a lady called Crystal in America. Lovely lady. When she started to talk to me, she was in a wheelchair and basically wanting to finish her life. I was able to introduce her to a company called Vox, who gave her some specific socks that she could wear that would help her. And she started walking. And she's just completed the whole thing. She's nearly 80. There's a lady in the UK, Yvonne, who just said that she was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. But because she'd been following what we had been doing, and I've been talking about different types of food diets, lifestyles that you could follow, she decided she was going to try one of the lifestyles that I recommended. I was able to put in touch with the people who do that, because I'm not a dietitian. And she also included exercise, and she's now been told that she's no longer type 2 diabetic. She's cleansed her body.
Wow.
So Move for Wellness is not, I don't want anyone to think it's about exercise. It's about living a healthier life and understanding that food that they sell as healthy is not. It's full of chemicals. Mm-hmm. And that's another subject, and I have to be very careful, otherwise you might be taken off air, for being maligning certain fast food companies. But it's about getting people to enjoy life. So one of the things we'll like on a Friday, we filmed something called Forever's Friday, where my wife and I never dance, we prance around to a piece of music. It could be Happy Days, it could be Happy Feet, it could be anything. And we'll just prance around and we have a laugh, and people watch that and it makes them laugh. And if you're laughing, the world is so much nicer.
Mm.
So that's what it's all about. And oh, well, yeah, we're raising bits of money. 365. We're trying to raise up to 365,000. We've done about 25,000 so far. Mm-hmm. We will be issuing an app at some point in the next 6 to 8 months, which is aimed specifically because we were asked to by the occupational therapists if we could come up with an app that people do not need to go onto YouTube, or because obviously we're on YouTube, on Twitter and TikTok, etc.
Yeah.
But people don't want to do that. They just want to find an app which gives them the exercise. So working with occupational therapists, it will be a multi-purpose app where people can, an able body can do the exercise, and the not so able body can actually do an exercise. And one of the people who will do it for us is a lady called Nancy in America, who is 58, I believe. Amazing lady. She was born with 40 medical conditions.
Wow.
The doctors were convinced she wouldn't survive, including her ankle bones had to be fused. She has Ehlers-Danlos, which, if anyone knows, that's floppy joint syndrome, but worse. And she's permanently now in a wheelchair, unfortunately, because of a child knocking her over. She'd be a teacher.
Oh.
But she, every day, she takes the films that we do, the exercise we do, and she adapts it. And her... She goes to a gym, and it's in Texas, and Corpus Christi, Texas, I guess. And she said her gym, her PT thinks it's amazing, and she's helping her create more exercises that they can be shared. So it's pretty good, pretty cool way of doing things.
Yeah, definitely. I love that. That is really, really good stuff. So for people who are listening to this. And the descriptions that you gave earlier on, I was thinking, yep, that's me, doesn't like the gym, a bit apprehensive about it. Always last to be picked at PE. Yes,
oh, yep, God, yeah.
Yeah, that is me.
My favorite position of football is left back in the changing rooms.
That's the one. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. And boy, it sticks with you, doesn't it? It sticks with you through life. So I guess, is it any wonder so many of us are unfit when we don't get the right sort of encouragement?
You think people sort of call me the geriatric Joe Wicks, the geriatric generation. It's not that.
Now this spot could be featuring you. There are three different levels at which you can sponsor. We've got a bronze level where you get to sponsor 1 month's worth of episodes of the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. You get your advert played in this part of the show. You get mentioned in the show notes. And you also get mentioned in most of the social media promo for those episodes. Or we got the silver level where you get all of that. Plus, you get sponsorship of the 5-Minute Meditation podcast as well. So you get promoted in 8 lots of show notes, 8 lots of promos. And you get mentioned with a link on the sponsorship page on the website. Or there's the top one, the gold level, where you get all of that. Plus, you get a guest blog on the KeithBlakemoreNoble.com website. Plus, we'll record a special bonus episode of the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show featuring you. 3 different levels, whichever one you want, it's up to you. Just go to KeithBlakemoreNoble.com/show/support to find out more. And you could be our next sponsor in this spot. Now, where were we?
You see Joe Wicks, and he's an amazing man. And so many of the PTs are fantastically fit men and women.
Mm.
And they really have an amazing attitude and outlook to life. But someone who's sitting at home doesn't have the compunction to go run a marathon or even run around the block.
Mm.
But they're told by their doctors, you've got to get fit. I was freaking my doctors out at 59 and 60 that my blood sugar was, I was pre-diabetic because it'd been at 5.9. And so I changed my diet to a keto lifestyle, my blood sugars and cholesterols went down. And it's retained down, but that's because I made a conscious decision that I didn't want to go on metformin or any insulin. The trouble with a lot of people, it's easier to use medication, not understanding you don't need the medication, because all type 2 diabetes generally is caused by a fatty liver and fatty pancreas.
Okay.
And the NHS came up with this crash 800 diet, which has been proven to work. But we mustn't forget the NHS gets high loss of funding from pharmaceutical companies.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I have to be very careful. But so people can make a choice. You can sit at home and do nothing. You can sit at home, put on Facebook, see our daily exercise and do that once a day, or twice, or three times, or do half an hour of it. Get your heart rate going, and suddenly realize you can actually do things. Go for a walk. Just walking around. It's kind of summer now. It's beautiful. We run a group on Facebook, a accountability group. And the aim of the 10,000 steps is the biggest rubbish I've ever heard anyway. And I know the real, and I will tell this true story, why we have the 10,000 step rule. This is no scientific fact. This is truth. And I love this. In the 1960s, there was a Japanese pedometer company whose brand was called the 10,000 Step Pedometer. A gentleman who worked for an insurance company bought one, and he was walking around, and the insurance company had run some sort of test study over a few years, and they made an amazing discovery. People who exercised had less illnesses. Who knew?
Yeah, indeed. Right.
They said, well, okay, that's pretty damn good. What are we going to do? And they came up with the idea, well, we better get people exercising. And this bright spot said, well, I've got a pedometer here. I walk 10,000 steps a day. And somebody else calculated that's about 5 miles. That's what we're going to do. Perfect, magic. And everyone's latched onto this 10,000 step rule. Except there's only one problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
10,000 meandering steps around your flat or your house does nothing for you, you're physically. 5,000 marching steps or 5,000 runs is much more effective to improve your body than 10,000. So people are fixated on this 10,000. So with the accountability group, we say to people, you're accountable to yourself. Share what you do. If it's only 500 steps, it's 500. Because no one knows if you've not been well.
Mm, yes, yes.
Today, I went for a swim. According to me, I've done just about 4,000 steps. But I did 38 lengths of the swimming pool.
Yeah.
Got my heart rate going.
Oh,
but that's not 10,000. And if I was on one of these policies where you've got to do 10,000 steps a day, I would be penalised.
Mm, even though you've done
So when I ran the marathon, it was 64,000 steps to run the marathon. So the next day, on the Monday, I didn't even do 2,000 because I was so knackered.
Yeah.
Again, I would have been penalised.
Yeah.
So we've got to get people to understand living well is not about pushing weights and being Arnold Schwarzenegger. Living well is about exercising within your own capabilities, eating better food. Now, that doesn't mean spending a fortune in Fortnum and Mason's and Harrods for that. Eating healthy means don't have the fast food every day. It should be a treat, not a diet lifestyle.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with a glass of wine or chocolate. Again, in this old-fashioned word of moderation.
Mm-hmm.
Laugh. Watch a comedy. And just laugh. I mean, there's great laughter yoga programs out there. That makes you feel good. So it's all about moving and wellness and enjoying life.
Got it. So for someone who's been listening to this and thinking, yeah, maybe I should do a little bit more, but I just don't know how to start. What would be a simple way for them to start incorporating a bit more constructive movement?
It's very, very simple. If they want, look at us at Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. We've got all the links there. and just pick up the exercise we're doing today. So this morning, I filmed myself sitting in a chair with a resistant band and just bringing my feet up and down. Yesterday, I was doing arm curls. I used a banana because not everyone's got a piece of equipment.
True.
And whereas people think you have to, and you see these idiots in the gym, and I get really angry. Most of the trainers I know get very, very angry, and they are, and they're humping and they're shouting. And it does nothing. And they watch them and they're like big, blown out people. That's not healthy. That's just ego.
Yeah.
So if all you've got, it goes everywhere, excuse me. One, two, three. That's exercise. Anyone can do it, but if no one is sure and they're not quite sure best way of doing it, always contact me. Mm-hmm. And if they're nearby, I'm always happy to meet up with someone and go through things with them. If they're not, I know some amazing men and women who take great pleasure in helping people enjoy life. And they're not there to make money, they're there to help people, because if they can get them healthier, it makes them feel good. Because PTs are not in it to make money. Well, they are there to obviously they live, but they're not there to be this great, as I said. Yeah. Ever so often you get a Joe Wicks or Mr. Motivator or the Green Goddess or someone that will prick everyone's conscience. But the majority are very good, very well-meaning men and women. And there's some amazing people. In fact, anyone watch GB News who sees Nana Nakua on a Friday, Saturday or Sunday won't know that she originally was a PT.
All right.
Amazing lady. So, as I said, nice people out there.
Yeah. Love it. This has been a fascinating and long overdue chat, David. Thank you so much for joining me and for sharing some really useful insights into how we can all do that a little bit more. It doesn't have to be going down to the gym 7 days a week and doing all those arm curls until your arms fall off. Just start with a little bit. Right.
If you walk around your house for 5 minutes,
yeah,
how hard is that? Or around your flat, yeah. Someone said, "I only live in a bedsit." Well, okay, you can do. You can walk around your bedsit. If you've got a chair, you put your feet. You can do sit-ups on the chair.
Yeah,
put your feet on the ground. Do curls. You don't need any specific equipment. The thing is, you've got to get your heart racing, not racing, but beating a bit more.
Elevate it, yeah.
Elevate your heart. That's the word. That's the champion. Elevate your heart rate. And suddenly realize, actually, that's okay. And then a lot of people, the trouble is, once they start doing that, they suddenly start feeling, oh, I should be doing a bit more than that. And then they get scared.
Mm.
And as I said, if people get to that point, okay, speak to me. I've got a problem. I'm there at the end. They can text me. Can we have a conversation? I can't charge. I'm happy. And we want people. I want, someone said to me this morning, what are your hopes for? I said, you know what? If when I die, I'm 65, so let's say I've got another 25 years. I think everyone dies eventually. I'm not interested in living forever. I'm not a Highlander. I don't want to live forever.
It would get a bit boring after a while, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's boring. But when I die, I want people to say is, actually, David was a silly man. He ran around in a tutu, but he changed to one person's life.
Mm.
And anyone that I'm helping change their life, all I ever ask them to do is help somebody else pay it forward.
Beautiful.
And we can change the world.
Certainly can. For people who want to get in touch, I mean, you're across all of the socials. I'll put all of the links into the show notes for this episode.
As I said, if they want to send me a text, might be the easiest way,
yep.
Which is, I better give it out, I suppose, 07861-386-466. Or if you're phoning from outside the country, 0044.
Yeah. That's the one. So, yeah, give me a text, give me a call. Or all the links will be in the show notes, which you can get in the usual place. Go to keithblakemorenoble.com/show.
And the slash is very important.
It is indeed. It is indeed. And look,
is it forward slash or a backslash?
Yeah. They could have used a different character, I suppose. They would have made it slightly more, slightly easier. But hey, there we go. But yeah, get in touch with David and get moving. Get moving, David. Thank you so much for taking the time out to join us with this.
Thank you so much for asking me.
My pleasure. And thank you, dear listener, for tuning into this episode. Remember to give us a like, give us a subscribe, tune into the next ones. I'll catch you in another episode very soon. I'm going to leave you with a lovely quote that David shared with me while we were having a chat just before the episode. He says, "Wake up positive, go to bed positive, and the day has not been wasted."
You've been listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. To find out more, please visit keithblakemorenoble.com.